Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A textilizer? Did we coin the textilizer phrase?
We didn't, but it's pretty clever. It's catchy.
Really, really clever.
Just like herpes catchy, but it's catchy, yeah.
It's not happening here. This is happening in Nevada, right?
But it may be happening here before we know it. A number of states other than Nevada are considering this.
Explain it to us. What's going on?
Well, okay. Nevada is considering a law, Jor, that would allow police officers to use a textilizer, new hardware and software, to plug into an individual's phone if that person was possibly using a cell phone during a car crash. If being on the phone, texting, seeing a video, playing Candy Crush, checking your Facebook posts.
Looking at porn, because we know you're looking
right,
at
right, led to distracted driving, which led to an accident. So here's the deal. The device connects to a cell phone, and it scans for user activity, like Twitter, Facebook, Messenger.
Amazon. Were you shopping and driving?
Exactly. But the ACLU argues that police should only be allowed to use a textilizer with a warrant. Otherwise, it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment's protections against unreasonable search and seizure. But here's the deal. The father of a New York boy who lost his life, 19-year-old son, died in a crash where the driver had been texting, and he has become an advocate for this device, this textilizer, which uses it's an Israeli company that has come up with this. So anyway, Ben Lieberman, the father who lost his 19-year-old in a crash, said the following, and this really resonated with me. He said, "When I was growing up, drunk driving was a joke. Now it's not funny." He told this to a Nevada lawmakers earlier this month who were debating legislation. He went on to say, device use is a joke. Make it so it's not funny.
That's right. We need penalties for that because the consequences can be deadly, and they often are. The question becomes, though, so how does it work? So the cops take your phone and they plug in a device to it, but all of a sudden they have access to all of your data.
Or do they?
You think there are going to be firewalls up where they don't know what you're looking at or what you just bought?
So what you're saying is that they could download everything on your
phone. Or even your medical
data.
Yeah, right. That's what I mean. I mean, I log into portals. You know, how did my colonoscopy go? What are the results of my colonoscopy? There is often my banking data. You know, I mean, if anybody banks, and everybody banks online now, if one of your apps is open – you should close them all the time. But if it is open, you know, all of a sudden they could possibly have access to all of that. So while I think it is a great idea to find out, were you on your phone before a crash or before you were speeding, before I pulled you over? I do think there has to be a way to figure out if you were distracted. I don't really know about this way because it seems like they're just all up in your space.
Some of the same arguments, Jor, were used, you know, search and seizure, and I have a right not to incriminate myself when it comes to DUI.
Okay.
Some of the very same arguments were made, you know, many years ago, decades ago, when people said, no, you don't have access. You can't check my breath for alcohol.
But now, and correct me if I'm wrong, I've never been pulled over for a DUI, but if you get pulled over and you say, I refuse a breathalyzer, don't they drag your ass down to the station? Is that true, Dan? Is that true? Your dad's a cop. Oh, he doesn't know.
You lose your license, right?
I think they drag you down to the station.
You lose your license from what I understand.
Because Dan doesn't know the answer. That's okay. Because I think that's the consequence. If you don't submit to the breathalyzer, well, that's fine, but you're coming downtown with us. So, and you get your phone call and you get your representation and all of that. I think that is the way it goes. So with this, and they, okay, you can't look at my phone, you're not allowed to do this. Even if they drag you back to the station, how will they ever know if you were on your phone or not? It doesn't have the same consequence. Like, they'll probably be able to find out if you were drunk when they drag you back to the station at some point. No?
Probably yes. But again, you don't have to submit to a breathalyzer, but there are consequences for not submitting to a breathalyzer.
Okay. And well, maybe they never find
out.
So
if you don't hand over your phone,
they don't find out if you're distracted, but then you have to spend the night in jail or you have to go to court. And there have to be other consequences, and stiff enough consequences, like your this guy's father, the dead kid's father, says that it's not a joke. That we're not messing around.
And it's not just Nevada. New York, New Jersey, Tennessee, the city of Chicago, mm-hmm. mulling similar legislation mm-hmm. that would make these textilizers the de facto standard mm-hmm. for local police, that they mm-hmm. could, in fact, again, not just a random, hey, pulling somebody over and we're going to check to see if you were texting while driving. Mm-hmm. It would be at the scene of an accident.
Right.
If there is suspicion.
They plug right into your phone.
Suspicion that a phone may have been involved in an accident, then they would come looking for your phone to confirm yes or no.
So much of me wants that to happen because I don't want people texting and driving. I drill it into my kids. Never let that happen. If my husband so much as reaches for his phone while he's driving, I'm like, no, and certainly not in front of the kids. Don't touch it. Nope. Voice text if you have to.
They haven't turned on the... Remember we talked about
do not disturb.
In settings that do not disturb. Best way to avoid that. Best way to avoid being tempted mm-hmm. by that incoming text mm-hmm. is to turn on the do not disturb. And I know we had Senator Osmick on our air here on CCO talking about hands-free and we need more teeth in our legislation. Mm-hmm. There need to be consequences. You have the freedom to engage in risky behavior and threaten your own health,
right.
but you do not have a right to threaten other people's health and safety and well-being and even their lives by being on your damn phone when you should be looking out the windshield.
But keep in mind, the people who invented this, it's called Cellebrite. That's the company that invented this. They claim the textilizer does not collect any personal data and only identifies the type of activity on a phone with an associated timestamp. So, but what does that mean? Like if I was shopping for a rice cooker on Amazon as I smashed into the back of your car, that might have a timestamp when I, you know, clicked on that page. But, or does it mean just texting, like a voice, you know, your texts are all timestamped. It also says that the device, the textilizer will be able to tell whether you're using hands-free mode. Whether you're using an app in hands-free mode, because voice texting is still okay. You can voice text or you can use an app. You know, Siri find this or Siri call this person in hands-free mode, which is still legal. But I don't know. It's a matter of if you trust it or not.
And again, this is a case of technology moving faster than our laws, mm-hmm. than our ability to regulate some of these darker instincts that the new technology enables. Mm-hmm. Just because we can do it, should we be doing it? Should mm-hmm. I be watching a movie on Netflix as I'm barreling down 494? I have the freedom to be able to do that, mm-hmm. but I also have to suffer the consequences of that stupid behavior if in fact, I get caught.
Mm-hmm. So I have the answer to your question. In Minnesota, the implied consent law says that if you refuse to take a breath test, if police have probable cause mm-hmm. to issue one,
right.
that's a crime. You're automatically charged with third-degree DUI,
oh.
which is punishable. Let me see. I just had it here, and I've lost it, what the punishment on that is. But it's not,
it's a crime,
not minor. Though. It's a crime.
And so that's it.
Punishable by up to 1 year in jail and $3,000. The driver who refuses will also lose their license for a minimum of 1 year if they're
1 year.
Guilty. You don't get a DUI, but...
Well, you're a third-degree DUI.
It's a third-degree DUI. Yeah. Okay. And a possible jail sentence for mm-hmm. a year. $3,000.
And they take you back to jail then, and I'm assuming administer a blood test at that point. And if you're found, you know, if you're still over the legal limit, now you're going to get the first degree.
So when they take you to jail, they can do a blood test?
Yes.
Okay, so that's eventually how they find out.
Well, presuming that you still, again, the time between when they pick you up mm-hmm. and when they have you in jail and when they can administer the test, mm-hmm. if the alcohol processes through your system by the time they get to the blood test, mm-hmm. that such that you're under the legal limit. You know, now they don't have that evidence to convict you, but of the first degree DWI, but you still have the third because you refused the breathalyzer.
Right.
You are allowed to call a lawyer, but your the calling of the lawyer can't delay the test to a point where that alcohol is going to get out of your system. They won't
so the way this is going to happen, because this is going to happen, by the way, there's going to be some kind of a textilizer to see if you were able to, if you were using your phone before, during, at a crash, something like that. I imagine it will be, because that's how they got around these rights, you know, your rights to not incriminate yourself. So,
and this is all based on the fact that driving's a privilege, not a right, right? So that by getting yourself licensed in the state of Minnesota, you are automatically consenting to have a breath test if police have probable cause to pull you over and administer one. That's part of it. So then if you refuse it, you're now, you know, pulling back that consent, and that's why they
criminal.
Can make that a crime. Same thing can apply to the cell phone. You know, you don't have the right to drive, you know, so you have to obey certain rules. So you give up certain protections, perhaps, in that case, by consenting to the state law.
Then you have to put on the whiskey plates.
It's going to happen.
My wife, Lori, has a strange hobby. She counts the number of whiskey plates she passes on Minnesota's highways. I think she's up to like 86 or 87. I don't know why she counts the number of whiskey plates.
Get you out more, Lori.
Well, okay.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.